Environmental agencies continue working on a Superfund cleanup on Salt Lake City's east side. They've drafted a plan for identifying the contamination. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
A chemical known as PCE has leaked from thousands of dry cleaning operations around the country. One of them was at the VA Medical Center, and Utah's Superfund officials have been working for 3 years on a cleanup strategy with the hospital, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and the people who live in the area.
We currently don't have any evidence that people are being exposed.
Tom Daniels leads the state Superfund program, and he says it's been challenging to locate the plume's path because it's 150 feet underground. Daniels says the problem's complicated.
The contamination was discharged in the 80s, and it took a long time for it to get to the aquifer, and it's going to take a long time to figure out how extensive the contamination has spread.
Daniels' agency has tested homes around 900 South and 1200 East to see if PCE vapor is seeping in. Cleanup agencies have just published what's called a federal facilities agreement to outline their long-term plans for finding the chemical's subterranean footprint.
That puts together kind of a roadmap of how we're going to address the problem.
That plan is up for public comment through December. Judy Faze, KUER News.